In James 5, verse 16, we read, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." Confessing one's sins to one another, even someone we trust, is never easy because it means becoming vulnerable. It means admitting we need help. In a world that exalts individual achievement, despises weakness, revealing one's sins to one another feels extremely uncomfortable. Yet if we long for peace, for unity and love in our fellowship and with one another, then we must become vulnerable. We must reveal what we're hiding in the dark. When the Apostle Paul urges us to carry each other's burdens, he means to lead us nearer to Christ, into Jesus, and in the end to one another. It's a gift, not a duty. The first letter of John is as sharp as it is hopeful. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Most of us are weighed down by our sins and our failures. This is why the Apostle James urges us to call the elders of the church to pray, as well as to confess our sins to one another. Through confession, we can unlock the bars that keep us bound up inside. Then we find true and lasting healing. But for this to happen, we must be ready for Christ to change us. Perhaps this is why we resist confessing anything to anybody. For to admit our wrongdoings to another person would mean we're ready to change the way we live and the way that we act. Jesus promises to make everything new, but he also says, "Go and sin no more," as we see in John 8:11. Let's pray. Father God, as we come to you this morning through Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Redeemer, we all struggle with sin. We now take a moment of silent and individual prayer time to confess before you this morning. Father, we ask that you work within this fellowship to help us trust each other so we can confess our sins to each other. We know that that will draw us closer, and we know that you'll bless us as we follow your scripture on this. We love you, Father. We thank you for the saving grace of Jesus. It's through his name we pray. Amen.